So good to be with you today. We've been talking about many things. I've been on several other shows, Morning Air, and other shows on the different times on the dial in the last few days. And I received an email quite critical of a position I took, and I want to read it and then try to respond to it. It begins, "Sir," so obviously someone who either is not Catholic or wants to deliberately disrespect the fact I'm a priest, but that's okay. "Sir, I oblige to you calling people like me who are pro-life but not for universal health care hypocrites. If this is your own idea, is this your own idea or is this a Catholic position? Universal health care is not the answer. It would lead to less innovation, less innovative health care and degrade services. Do you have any idea the inferior state of medicine in countries like England and Canada who have universal health care? Right now, there's a doctor and nurse shortage in England because of the miserable working conditions engendered by their government control of the health system. The U.S. health care is the best in the world, and it will become mediocre if people like you push for universal health care. If people like you pushing for universal health care get your way. Look at the current messed up VA hospitals in this country, which are government controlled. Look at the review of good hospitals in the country, and none of the best ones are government run. Sounds like you're basing your ideas on emotionalism and none of the facts and reality. You have no right to call people hypocrites who do not conform to your leftist socialist opinions. Sincerely," and I'll keep the emailer anonymous. Well, first of all, universal health care does not mean government run health care. I don't know where people get that idea that if you're for universal health care, you're for government-run health care. That's one way that universal health care can be provided, but it isn't the only way. And it is not my opinion that we must be for universal health care. If you share in Catholic faith, you must be for universal health care. And as American citizens, we have signed the UN Declaration of Human Rights, which makes health care a right as well. But just to ground this, so I'm being 100% accurate, just to ground this in Catholic teaching, let me just quote a few of our bishops and our popes, at least the ones in my lifetime, writing about this. Here's what the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops said in their framework for comprehensive health care reform in June of 93. "Every person has a right to adequate health care. This right flows from the sanctity of human life and the dignity that belongs to all human persons who are made in the image and likeness of God," end quote. So that's the U.S. bishops writing as early as 93. They keep repeating that position. I've got dozens of documents in which they continue to repeat that position. If you look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, also published in 1993, if you look at paragraph 1908, it says, "The common good requires the social well-being and development of the group itself. Development is the epitome of all social duties. Certainly, it is the proper function of authority to arbitrate in the name of the common good between various particular interests, but it should make accessible to each what is needed to lead a truly human life: food, clothing, health, work, education, and culture, suitable information, the right to establish a family, and so on." And why that kind of list in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the sure norm for the teaching of the faith? Well, as early as 1963, when I was four, in the encyclical letter of St. Pope John the 23rd called Pacem et Terras, Peace on Earth, we have the teaching of Pope St. John, but St. Pope John the 23rd. "But first we must speak of man's rights. Man has the right to live. He has the right to bodily integrity and to the means necessary for the proper development of life, particularly food, clothing, shelter, medical care, rest, and finally, the necessary social services," end quote. I have several quotations from John Paul II, from Benedict, but the compendium of the social doctrine of the church, which is for social teaching, what the catechism is for doctrinal teaching, it also says that there is a human right to basic health care. That's in the compendium of the Social Architecture. I could go on and on, but this is one of the things that does frustrate me about some who think they can pick and choose between the social teaching of the church. These are not optional teachings. And if you're not for universal health care, that means you want some people not to have access to health care, which is, you know, an odd position to have if you call yourself pro-life. Now, the question about are we have the best health care system? Well, again, maybe because I'm in higher education and everything in higher education is done through assessment. And assessment means looking at the facts, the numerical facts as they can be ascertained. The United States is, quote, the most dangerous of wealthy nations for a child to be born into. That is the results of a recently published article in Health Affairs, which looked at the 20 richest countries in the world and looked at infant mortality and the mortality rate for children from 1 to 19. And unfortunately, the U.S. ranks last among the richest 19 or 20, I think it was 19 richest nations in the world in infant mortality rate. And this has a lot to do with people not having access to adequate health care in the United States. Now, there's other reasons when you look at the 1 to 19 statistics. That's have to do with how our teenagers drive, suicide rates, gang violence, gun violence, suicides, things like that. But that's still, all of that speaks to health care. And we don't have the best. Those who say we have the best are running right up against the facts, right? So universal health care, now I'm not a politician. That's up to politicians to figure out and individual members of society to figure out how to make sure that every person in the United States has ready access to the basic human right of health care. Doesn't have to be government run. Matter of fact, I wouldn't want it necessarily to be fully government run. That being said, I lived in England. I lived in countries that had government run health care, and they don't have these kind of infant mortality rates. So it's not the best, perhaps, but there it is. But you can't say you're pro-life and not believe in the basic fundamental right to health care. And this is one of the things that is part of the Catholic social teaching. It's like people who think that they are Catholic and then they're opposed to all labor unions. That's violating, or they're not for a just wage. Those are part of Catholic social teaching, and you can't have it both ways. Get mad when politicians dissent on life issues and then you yourself dissent on other Catholic social teachings. It's part of the gospel. It's a beautiful thing. If only we would live Catholic social teaching, it would truly serve the common good. So I'd like to take on criticism right up front so we can get to happier things. But if you want to comment on that or on anything else, our number here is 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You can also email us at father@relevantradio.com. That's father@relevantradio.com. We'll be right back.